The Bear Who Wouldn't Share, written and illustrated by Jonathan Allen. It was Bear's birthday. Granny Bear had baked him a cake.
Invite your friends to tea, young bear. I made this cake for you to share.
Bear was horrified.
Share? But if I ask my friends to tea, there won't be so much cake for me.
But then he thought of a plan.
I'd like to see my friends a lot, but I fancy that cake more. I know. I'll only ask those friends who won't fit through my door.
Bear was just about to eat the first slice when he heard a knock at the door.
My friends have come to share my cake. Just listen to the noise they make.
It was Moose and Hippo at the door.
Push, shove, push some more. Oof, Bear, we can't fit through your door.
Oh dear, that isn't nice. Excuse me while I eat this slice.
Bear was on his fourth slice when he heard another knock.
My friends are knocking at the door. I'd better quickly eat some more.
It was Giraffe and Elephant at the door.
Push, shove, push some more. Oof, Bear, we can't fit through your door.
Oh dear, that's just too bad. This cake's the best I've ever had.
Bear had nearly finished the cake when he heard another knock.
My friends are here, but just too late, they'll only get an empty plate.
It was Bison and Walrus at the door.
Push, shove, push some more. Oof, Bear, we can't fit through your door.
Oh dear, that shouldn't be. Oh well, that means much more for me.
Bear grinned and finished eating the last crumbs. Meanwhile, his friends were having their own party outside.
The cake's all done. I'm really done. Now I'll go out to join the fun.
Just then, Granny Bear came to see how the party was going.
I see Bear's friends, but where is Bear? And where's that cake I made to share?
Push, shove, push some more. Oh dear, I can't fit through my door.
You greedy bear, it serves you right for eating all the cake in sight.
Bear suddenly felt very left out.
Oh no, I've made a big mistake. My friends mean more than birthday cake.
Arr!
Go on, heave!
We've nearly done it.